This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dee Dee Smith joins me live in studio. She is with the Friends for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan online at cvillewater.info. How are you? It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you. Thanks for having me on.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Were you out of town or in town or what did you
in
do?
In town. It was nice and warm.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a little swimming in.
It was pretty. Yeah. I took the kids to the pool Saturday and Sunday. We had such a good time on Saturday. They're like, can we go back? Can we go back Sunday?
Yeah, yeah.
Can
Let's
we go back Sunday
Let's
morning?
Go. My daughter I was there Sunday morning.
My daughter has discovered the diving board.
Oh.
She's 8, and so she's so happy. She's like, she gets in line with all the big kids and jumps off the diving board.
We have some really great public pools around, too. The new Mead Park, Washington Park. They're just fun swimming.
Yeah.
And the new one over at Forest Hills is a sprinkler park.
I was going to say, you know what? It's a big hit, and I only know it because I have two little ones, but those sprinkler parks in the public parks, those are fantastic.
Oh, they're wonderful.
And parents of little kids know what I'm talking about, or grandparents. I don't remember those when I was a kid. You just literally had a sprinkler, and we would have fun all afternoon with just a sprinkler. But those sprinkler parks
brilliant.
Are really fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a beautiful park. Forest Hills, I think it's a great opportunity for people to get to know our parks. And Forest Hills is particularly pretty.
Where it's is got that, Dee Dee? I don't know
It's
that.
On Cherry Avenue, right off Forest Hills Avenue, maybe, is right off Cherry by between Ridge Street and JPA. About midway. It's on the right, and it's got some of the biggest trees in Charlottesville.
I still can't picture it. Near Fifeville.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Is that Fifeville? Sort of. I think it's between Buford and Johnson. Buford, I guess you have to know where the schools are. Okay, it's off Cherry Avenue before Cherry becomes
Cherry
Elliott.
Cherry Avenue is a big, long street, though.
Yeah, although Cherry becomes Elliott after Ridge Street. So it's between Jefferson Park Avenue. Which you have to go on Cleveland first, and then
what is that school down there, Buford?
Buford is down there, and Johnson Elementary is down that way,
they're
too.
They're both down that way.
Yeah, but it's a great park.
Yeah.
People should go see it.
Good deal. Dee Dee Smith is live in studio. What's the very latest? Council's talking about something tonight, right?
So much is going on, and it's really coming to a head now. Council is going to hear the report, the dredging report. HDR, the company consultants HDR, finished their dredging study that the city council not only insisted happened, but paid mightily for, and it's a fantastic study. They're going to hear the phase two. We've already heard about phase one. Phase one brought in some just invaluable information, an incredibly comprehensive look at the reservoir. Phase two gave us a look at one possible option on how to dredge. It was very optimistic. It's feasible, but it is just one option, and so we're hoping City Council will now take this and run with it.
What's the takeaway from the phase two thing that will be presented tonight?
The takeaway really is that it's possible and it's economical and it's feasible, but it's also the takeaway is that there are going to be a lot of options for how to restore and continue to maintain this reservoir. I think we talked about actually another option last time I was here. When Richard Lloyd was sitting here, he talked about something he calls small bites, which is...
I was going to say that I think that's what I remember most from what Richard said last time was
interesting.
So many people who are against dredging say, well, we can't afford this or we can't do this, you know, but they're only considering doing it in one fell swoop.
Exactly.
When we don't have to. There's no law or no rule anywhere that says if you're going to dredge, you must do it now all at once. We could have a 10-year dredging plan.
Oh, we could. We could have a 20. We could have 25. And the beauty of it is that it not only removes some of the sediment that's most of the sediment that's already there, it removes the sediment that continues to come into the reservoir. I think a really important component to this whole discussion, though, is what the opponents of dredging will say, which is it doesn't give you enough water. And that's another study that's being done right now. How much water do we really need? And we contend, and we have very, very good data on this, is that, in fact, we have plenty of water. We could restore our reservoir either in one fell swoop or gradually over time and still have plenty of water in case of a drought. Which, remember, we're only talking about in case of a drought.
Yeah, that's an important point that gets lost in all of this. Everybody thinks that this water supply plan is for water supply, but it's
It's not.
It's only for the supply of water in case of a drought.
And a bad one.
Yeah, and a really historic drought.
Really bad drought.
Yeah, that's right. All this whole thing is about. This water talk is just about a backup plan. But we have plenty of water that exists.
We do.
We've got great water tables. We're at the foot of the mountains.
And there's another interesting component that we'll talk about on Wednesday at the Sierra Club meeting. I heard you mention that, and we will talk about it. And that is the ASAP, Advocates for a Sustainable Albemarle Population, did a study on groundwater, and there is a lot of groundwater, in particularly in two parts of Albemarle County. And they estimated that we could sustainably, and that's environmental, we could sustainably harvest anywhere from 4 to 8 million gallons per day. And for those, I don't expect people to know what that means. That pretty much makes up for any deficit that anyone's talking about now. It would carry us through any drought.
We're talking with Dee Dee Smith. The website is seavillewater.info, and the phone lines are open, 977-1070. So where is the debate right now? Where are the two sides? Because you still have people on one side, a lot of them the developers and some folks on the County Board of Supervisors, mm-hmm. who are still really behind this water supply because they've obviously been convinced by some studies or powers that be that, we just have to do this. And right. they're not generally swayed by the arguments of your group.
Right.
That the group that you've been advocating with for, a review of this literature and pointing out, in my opinion, how this literature and these studies they're full of holes.
Right.
And if you really look closely at them, they don't argue the case that they supposedly argue.
And it's true. And, there are two camps. And, why the other group, why the opponents of dredging actually really still hold on to building a brand new dam is, I can't really speak to their motives. I can guess, and I don't really care to do that right now. But right now, interestingly, at the last Albemarle County Service Authority, that's the county's board that monitors their public water meeting, Mr. Frederick actually revealed that he has
Tom asked, Frederick, the
Tom,
director.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Right, the director of the Urbana Water and Sewer Authority. Yeah. This is getting complicated, I realize. But actually, he revealed that he has asked the dam engineers, those designing this new dam, to look at other options, to look at lowering the dam, look at phasing the dam. Maybe they might build the dam but not fill it up. I mean, it's fascinating. Actually, something is up, and I'm not sure what it is.
Now, that's very interesting, and that's a development we haven't heard about yet.
No.
He's actually opening the door to approaches that y'all have advocated.
Yeah.
That's a first, right?
It is a first, and at that point, it's really pretty much recognizing that we do not need this massive amount of water that they claim we need. So this is one of the studies being done, is how much water do we need in 50 years? That was the question. And
the last study that was done, tell us about that study. When did it come out, and how was it so screwed up?
It came out in 2004, and it is just obviously flawed, and for several reasons, one of which is that they looked at how much water we used in the 70s and 80s and 90s, and then just extrapolated how much we would use in 50 years. The problem with that is we've had a massive federal policy, Energy Policy Act, in the meantime, that has mandated high-efficiency plumbing fixtures, if nothing else, that will dramatically drop, and is beginning to now, drop our water use, and it never even factored it in.
They never factored that into their study.
And back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, conservation wasn't even a word. I mean, I mean, people just didn't know it. They didn't understand it. It is everything now. It is the 21st century. And this is already impacting our water use. And so that is the major flaw of the demand analysis that they are using, is that it grossly overestimated how much water we would need because it assumed we would be using water like we did last century.
We're talking with Dee Dee Smith. She's live in studio. The website is seavillewater.info. So again, tonight's city council will be talking about this. It'll make the news tomorrow. Everybody will be talking about it. And what's the very latest? And then Wednesday night, what happens?
The Sierra Club is having their monthly meeting on Wednesday. It's at the St. Mark's Lutheran. That's on Alderman Road, right by is that Old Ivy there?
It's across from the Dragon Lady and the Sun Trust and the 7-Eleven.
Right there, that big church on the corner. It's at 7 p.m. And Tom Olivier will be the representative from the Sierra Club talking about their concern about the water plan, and they're pretty much our allies, that it's called Fixing Our Water Plan,
yeah.
And they're very much concerned with the lack of conservation in the current dam plan, as well as sustainability. And then I'm going to be speaking about the details, really pretty much what's happening now,
yeah.
With the dredging, with the demand.
This
study
is free and open
water.
To the public.
Oh, free and open to
If you want the very
public.
Latest, you want to participate in your community, this
right.
is the place to
Come
be on Wednesday
on out.
Night.
This
and it's
be...
important point that to point out that the Sierra Club is against this 50-year water supply plan as
yes.
currently written, because people often say, you'll hear proponents say, well, you know, the nature groups are behind this. Well, no, the Nature Conservancy
right.
is behind
right.
it. And they have, you know, if you look closely at the details, they have a vested interest in it.
Oh, exactly.
They can raise money on the backs of this plan.
Well, you know, I sort of use that to illustrate how complex this issue has become. I mean, when you have an issue with the Nature Conservancies on one side and the Sierra Club is on the other side, you know, there's some pretty
Because usually they are in agreement, you know, the hug the trees folks.
Imagine, I'm not going to speak for the Sierra Club, but it does, I think, illustrate the complexity of the issues here.
Yeah. I mean, the 50-year water supply plan has split the environmental groups. So clearly something
right.
is going on with this plan that isn't...
And we consider ourselves environmentalists. I have pretty good environmental credentials myself. And so, yeah, it's really not just one-sided in terms of from an environmental perspective.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. Dee Dee Smith, it's sevawater.info. The big meeting, of course, is Wednesday night at St. Mark's on Ivy Road there at the intersection with Alderman. Free and open to the public. Starts when?
Starts at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. There you go. Thank you, Dee Dee, for the
Thanks
update.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.